Macmillan Children's Readers. Published and copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2007. CD 3. Levels 5 and 6. Level 5. London. Written by Mark Ormerod. The capital city of England.
London is the capital city of England. It is in the southeast of England on the River Thames. More than 7 million people live in London, and millions of tourists visit the city every year. London is bigger than all the other cities in the UK.
London Transport.
London is very big, so you can't walk everywhere. People travel by car, bike, motorbike, bus, or taxi. There are lots of red double-decker buses and black taxis in the streets of London. Many people travel on the London Underground. Parts of the London Underground are very old. It was the first underground system in the world. Today, it has got 11 different lines and more than 272 stations.
Buckingham Palace.
This is Buckingham Palace. The King lives here when he is in London. The palace has got 600 rooms, but the King only lives in 12 of them. Many guards protect the palace. They are famous for the hats they wear. At 11:30 every day, you can watch a ceremony called the Changing of the Guard.
Big Ben.
This is Big Ben. The tower is 96 metres tall. The clock has got four faces, so you can see the time from all directions. Everyone calls the clock Big Ben. The name refers to the bell inside the clock. You can hear the bell every hour.
The London Eye.
This is the London Eye. It's an enormous observation wheel next to the River Thames. It's 135 metres tall. People go on the London Eye to see the incredible views of London. The wheel takes 30 minutes to turn 360 degrees. From the top of the London Eye, you can see views of the city in all directions. On a clear day, you can see for 40 kilometres. You can see the River Thames, Big Ben, the garden in Buckingham Palace, and London Zoo.
London Zoo.
London Zoo has got more than 12,000 animals, including this Asian lion. In the past, the animals were in cages, but now they live in spaces similar to their natural habitats. London Zoo was the first zoo to open a reptile house in 1849. The reptile house appears in the film Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone when Harry talks to a snake.
Oxford Street.
This is Oxford Street. The street is more than 2 kilometres long and has got more than 300 shops. Here you can buy clothes, shoes, CDs, DVDs, computer games, books, earrings, postcards, and souvenirs of London. In December, there are lots of decorations and Christmas lights in Oxford Street.
Trafalgar Square.
This is Trafalgar Square. The name of the square comes from a famous battle in 1805. The man at the top of the column was a captain in the battle. His name was Horatio Nelson. The column is 52 metres tall. This is the National Gallery. Here you can see very famous paintings by Pablo Picasso, Leonardo da Vinci, and other artists. In December, you can see an enormous Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square. The tree comes from Norway. It is a symbol of friendship between the people of Norway and Britain. On 31st December, lots of people stand in the square to hear Big Ben at midnight. It's an exciting start to the new year.
The Sherlock Holmes Museum.
Welcome to 221B Baker Street. This was the house of the famous detective Sherlock Holmes. The house is now a museum. Here you can see Sherlock's violin, his notebook, and his famous hat. You can read about the cases of Sherlock Holmes. There are 8 Sherlock Holmes books and many short stories.
Notting Hill Carnival.
Notting Hill is an area of London. For 3 days in the summer, people come to Notting Hill to celebrate the carnival. They sing and dance in the street. They play music and wear colourful costumes. People from many different cultures live in London. The Notting Hill Carnival is a celebration of this cultural diversity. In London, there are more than 40,000 shops. There are more than 80 markets. There are more than 130 theatres and more than 100 museums. There are more than 140 parks. You can't be bored in London. There's lots to see and do.